To have a Bible with you today, if you'd turn with us to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 12, Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 12. Before I preach this morning, I'm going to ask my brother Felton to pray for me before I preach this morning. Help us. Amen. Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 12, verse number 38. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying. Now you'll notice when folks got all the answers and no questions, they say some crazy stuff. But he answered and said unto them, or they said, Master, we should see a sign from you. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas, or Jonah. For as Jonas, or Jonah, was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. I've noticed when nobody else wants to brag on Him, He'll just tell you about Himself. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Now here the Lord's talking about the Queen of Sheba. You'll notice this, that here these scribes and Pharisees, they didn't want more messages, they just wanted more miracles. You know, that's a lot like the day and hour that we live in. Folks don't want a lot of sermons, they want a lot of suppers. They want a lot of socials. And a lot of skits, but not a lot of sermons. And I want to say something. Jesus was not in the entertainment business. He said, you need to listen to the preaching you done got instead of looking for another miracle. Now, let's look at this Queen of Sheba. 1 Kings chapter number 10, where I want to preach out of a few minutes. 1 Kings 10, verse 1. Let's look what the Bible says about this statement that Christ had to say. The Bible said in 1 Kings 10, verse 1, when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. When the queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent, or his stairs, by which he went to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. She said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came. Mine eyes had seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy or blessed are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God. I like to preach out of this passage of 1 Kings 10 today on this Bible subject, the king and the queen. The king and the queen. Now, here we see Solomon, the son of David, as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible has many shadows and many types throughout the Old Testament. And here in 1 Kings 10, we find a type of Christ in David's son, Solomon. Now, I want to say this about the king and the queen. In verse 1 of 1 Kings 10, watch your Bible. You'll notice there's the king's report. Now, she said when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with some hard questions. You know, it's all right in life to have questions. I don't know about y'all, but God will allow things to happen in your life that you won't have all the answers about. But honey, you will have a few questions along life's way. And I want to say, it's all right to ask the Lord questions, because He knows all the answers. Now, you'll notice the king and his report. She had heard of Solomon. She had heard, first of all, the king's report and his great wisdom. In 1 Kings 4, verse 29, the Bible says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceedingly much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. Now, wisdom is simply this. It is applied knowledge. There's a lot of book smart people, but they ain't got enough sense to get in out of the rain. It don't take you long to look on Fox News today. There's a lot of educated people, but not many with wisdom in this day and this hour. Wisdom teaches us how to apply knowledge. You can be the smartest person in your class, but if you ain't got the wisdom how to apply it, you might as well not even have the knowledge. So this morning we see the king and his report. He had the most wisdom of anybody. Can I tell you, there's nobody like the Lord Jesus Christ. For you'll find him in Luke's gospel as a 12-year-old boy that was sitting in the temple. They were amazed at his answers and his wisdom of how he answered their questions in the temple. You'll never meet nobody like King Solomon, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is full of wisdom. I like what that Bible story said in 1 Kings 4. I just noted it when I read it. Said it gave him a largeness of heart, even as the sand is on the seashore. Honey, you get full of wisdom and you get your big heart for the glory of God, and God will do big things with you and for you in this day and this hour. Oh, we need wisdom, but we need a large heart of ministry and help. The king's report we see is wisdom. But look in 1 Kings 10 where I've been reading in verse 14. And look at the king's wealth. She'd heard a lot about King Solomon. The Bible said in 1 Kings 10 and verse 14, said, "Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon one year was 603 talents of gold. Beside that, he had of the merchant men and the traffic of the spice merchants and of all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the country. King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. More, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. Throne had 6 steps. Top of the throne was round behind. There were stays on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays. 12 lions stood there on the one side and the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold. And all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon." Now, for the king had its sea and navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver and ivory, apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Now, the queen of Sheba had heard about the king's report, about his wisdom, about his wealth. But you'll notice she heard something about his work. The Bible said that in verse number 24, "All the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. They brought every man his present, vessels of silver, of gold, garments and armor and spices and horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen." Watch this. "He had 1,400 chariots, 12,000 horsemen whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones. And cedars made he to be the sycamore trees that are in a vial for abundance." The king's report. She heard a lot about his wisdom. She heard a lot about his wealth. She heard a lot about his work. I want to say about the Lord Jesus Christ today, there's nobody like His wisdom. There's nobody like His wealth. And there's nobody like His work. Now, there's the king's report. But number 2, notice the king's reception. In verse number 2, I'm not preaching about no ordinary king today. I'm glad that our King of Kings, will receive you today by the blood of the darling Lamb of God. He received the queen. Look what the Bible says. She came to Jerusalem with a very great train, or a lot of people. She is a well-to-do lady. She came with camels. She bare spices, very much gold and precious stones, And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Now, I want to say the king's reception. First of all, this king is still available. The Lord Jesus is still... Ain't nobody took over him and took his spot. He's still on the throne of glory this morning. And it don't matter what men you think, I'm glad he's still available. I'm glad our king is available. Do you need something today? He's available. I've noticed in this busy pace of life, everybody's not always available, but he's available. Now she got to him because he was available. I want to say this king's reception's not only available, but it is advisable. The Bible said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near." I'm glad he can be found today. You say, "Brother Ken, how can he be found?" He can be found in your King James Bible today. I'm glad the Lord is available in this. Don't tell me, honey, he's unclosed up shop and closed the door. There's a God in heaven that's very available in this day and this hour. Sunday night, ain't it amazing how we're just going through church routine? And we do that way too often. But all of a sudden, isn't it amazing, on one song at the last of the last evening worship, how God walked in this place Sunday night. That is an amazing thing. You say, why do you say that? I'm glad God's still available and God's still around this morning. Hallelujah. I stand amazed at our great King Solomon this morning. I stand amazed at the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not only available, but He is around. Oh, my heart was encouraged Sunday night when the Lord of glory walked through this place. And you can tell a difference when He don't pass through. Because He's a king in all His royalty. He's not a run-of-the-mill boy. He's Lord. He's God. He's King. He's the great I Am. He's the always ever will be. No beginning, no ending. I'm glad He's available. I'm glad that He's around. And I want to say that I'm glad He's adequate. There's nothing our King can't handle this morning. Nothing. I'm encouraged on my own preaching today. There's nothing that He can't handle. Oh, there's some things you can't handle. There's some things I can't handle. But I'm glad that He is adequate. The king's report, the king's reception. But look at the king's response. In verse number 2, as she came to him, I want to say He took her. He'll take you this morning by faith. You say, "Brother Ken, how'd the king take her?" Simply by faith. She heard about him. She drew near and he received her. It's still grace by faith in this day, in this hour that we live. Now, the king's response. She came to Solomon. He took her. Then look what happens. Verse number 3. She told him all that was in her heart, verse 2, and Solomon told her all her questions. King's response, not only did he take her, but he told her. I've noticed this about the Lord. Sometimes I don't like what He tells me. Because you know why? He tells me the truth. Any of y'all live with a wife that tell you the truth? Any of you ever went to the doctor wanting to tell you the truth? Why'd you need the doctor? Our Lord always tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. He took her. He told her. And he tended to her. Wouldn't that have been something? Some of the theologians say she traveled 1,200 miles to get to him. How far have you traveled to get to him today? Wouldn't that have been something? She had went 1,200 miles in her caravan with camel. Honey, let me tell you, they didn't have Chevrolets, Fords, and GMC. It was hoofing it or by a camel. Wouldn't that have been something? 1,200 miles. And she'd got to the door and he said, I won't see you today. That's not how our God operates. He'll take your case this morning. He'll take you, don't care about your background, don't care about your skin color. He don't even care about what you've done if you just come to Him by faith. He tended to her. I'm glad I got a God that tends about me. I mean, I've talked to a lot of folks that they cared, but they really just didn't care. But honey, I'm going to tell you something. He cares. He took her. He told her. He tended to her. The king's response, but look at the king's resources. When she got down to him, look what happened after she done told him all of her heart. Look what she told him in verse 13, or he told her, King Solomon gave her the queen of Sheba all, look at this, all her desire. Whatsoever she asked, and beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty, so she turned, went to her own country, she and her servants. Okay, preacher, what you tore up about? Okay, the king's report, the king's reception, the king's response. But lastly about the king, look at the king's resources. Look what he done for her. First of all, he gave her her desire. That's an amazing thing. I'm going to tell you how big and how good God is. God will put a desire in your heart. You say, how do I know that God put it in my heart? Does it line up with the Bible? And when He puts it in your heart, He will allow it come to pass if you have faith. He gave her her desire. You know, that's an amazing thing about God. I'll be honest with you, I loved where I worked for a while. Matter of fact, 20-something years of it, I really, really enjoy. Matter of fact, very few days did I ever wake up and hated to go to my job. I worked hard, but I'm going to tell you, I loved what I was doing. But one day God got me miserable, and He put preaching in my heart. That's all I wanted to do, was just preach and pastor my church. And ain't it amazing, now about 9 years later, God has given me the desire of my heart. Don't you let the devil fool you, friend. God will give you the desire of your heart if you serve Him. It's not by accident. God will put a Bible desire in you. He'll let it come to pass. She got down the king. And He gave her desire. Number two, look what else He said. Verse 13's loaded. Not only did He give her desire, He gave her her delights. And He said, whatsoever she asked. Now that's a pretty big God. Did you know that Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 3 that He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? It's okay to think big. It's okay to dream big. Don't let nobody laugh at your dream. They laughed at Joseph's dream. They'll laugh at your dream, especially if God gives you the dream. But you know, when she got to him, she said, boy, I've heard about you. She got up and he answered all of her questions. He was good to her. He gave her her desire, but now he gives her all of her delights. And I want you to look what else he done. He's not a selfish God. Look what he said.
She gave her the royal bounty. He gave her a deal. Honey, you talking about a deal. When you brought nothing to God by faith, and He saved you, and He put you in the family of God. What a deal! Gave her this royal bounty. He said, well, I'm going to consider you to be in the family. Ain't that amazing? Ain't you glad you're in the family of God? He said, I'm going to share with you my royal bounty. Yesterday, Parker helping me spread pine straw. Megan was taking pictures. They got hot, running to the cabin for a bottle of water. Somebody say amen right there. Come back, Meg give him $2. I got out down at the farm. He showed me them $2. He said, Pop, look what Meg gave me. I said, what'd you do? He said, well, I worked for it. I said, all right, get on this pine straw. Little fella got toting 2 bales a time, Brother Gerald. Y'all seen a little CC looking something? That cap pulled down over his eyes. He got on, and I gave him $2. You say, you cheapskate? Well, I give him $2 more than what you give to God. So this morning he come in and he said, hey, Pop. He said, you got a paper clip? Said, I want something for my money. So he come back in, I put my tie on, he is counting his money. 1, 2, 3, Pop got $6. I said, what you going to give God today? I know he's Baptist. He give me that look. And I want to say something out of my heart, what I said. I said, Parker, if you'll give to God, He'll give back in a big way. He'll give you opportunities that you've never had if you'll serve Him and trust Him and pay God what is His, and He'll be sure it gets back to you. Royal bounty. What a deal. God ain't broke. God's so good. God's been good to you. His royal bounty. Honey, I'm not just talking about material things. Even though we got clothes on our back and food in the pantry, He'll give you blessings that money cannot buy. Thank God for my family and the church that I get to pastor, my friends. Thank God for the blessings of life. Everything ain't gravel gravy. God's a good God. She come to Him. He gave her all of her desire. Gave her more. And then let her partake of His royal bounty. What a day when I met God. He put me in His family and began to bless me. And I noticed every time I need something, He has a royal bounty. He's got everything that I'll ever need. May not be a new home or new car. But He'll have everything that I need. You see, what a deal. You see, there's the king's resources. He gave her desire. He gave her a delight. He gave her a deal. But I want to say this. Look what the Bible said in verse 13. It's loaded. The Bible said, and she turned. He gave her direction. You know, the Bible says, unless you repent, you shall in all likewise perish. I still believe that repentance is essential to salvation. What I mean by that, a man, woman, boy, girl's got to realize they're a sinner on their way to hell and look up to the Savior and turn from their wicked way. Do we make mistakes? Yes, sir. But honey, let me tell you, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. He'll make a difference. He turned her. I'm glad God turned me. I was headed to hell. It's where you headed, lest you get turned. He turned her. He gave her another direction. And then look what the Bible said. This thing's loaded. She turned, went to her own country. He gave her a new distinction. Went out to her own country, she and her servant. I bet when she got back, they said, "What happened to you?" She said, "Oh, I got a new distinction. I met the King." It's amazing when you meet Him, what He does for you. Now, lastly, real quickly, I said I was preaching on the King and the Queen. So what does that mean? I got one more point. I've just preached on the King. I want to tell you about the Queen. Now, watch this. The reason I'm going to go and preach this long, because this is all the preaching a lot of y'all get all week. I mean, a little dab does some. Get quiet. And we got a good King. I will say the Queen's trip. Look at verse 1. When the Queen of Sheba heard, "Hey, Brother Jack, you know what we need to be doing? We need to be telling folks about the King." When she heard. Anybody told you about Him? Have you told anybody about Him? Matter of fact, He said, "Go and tell them in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the world," telling somebody about the King. I'm glad somebody come by and told me about the King. You know what one of Walter said? He said, "You know why she found out about it? Them ships that were sailing by our house." I'm glad God put some folks in ships. I'm glad He puts them in fellowship. Glad He puts them in worship. Glad He puts them in relationships. I wonder, in the ship you're sailing in, are you telling anybody about the King? She heard. "He that hath an ear, let him hear." God's got to open your ear. The Queen's trip, her interest, her investment, it cost her a lot to get a long way to Christ. You know, I hear a lot of folks say, "You mean tell me people drive from Anniston, Alabama to Liberty Baptist Church?" They sure do. It's an investment that you have to make to get into the King's presence. Just because there's a sign on a church don't mean they have in church. Investments. Interests. So, boy, she sure did travel a long way. It's worth the miles. I don't think nothing about going top of the river to eat cornbread, turnip greens, slaw, catfish. Do you? It's worth the trip. Her interest, her investment, and her involvement. You've got to get involved yourself to meet the King. Nobody can meet Him for you. Salvation's a personal thing. You're not going to heaven because your wife's going to heaven. You're not going to heaven because your husband's going to heaven. You're not going to heaven because your mom and dad is going to heaven. You've got to go because you've met the King. Queen's trip. Look at the Queen's task. Look what she done. This amazing thing. God showed me this about 4 weeks ago. I was going to preach on here one morning, and God wouldn't let me to this morning. Look what it says. She had some big questions in verse 1. Hard questions. And so she gets there in verse 3. Verse 2, she communed with Him of all that was in her heart. This is what I want to say to you, and I'm going to give an invitation just a second. Listen to me. I'm about done preaching. It's hard to do what she done to anybody else. She communed with Him with everything in her heart. Some things you can't tell people. They don't understand you. And number two, they won't keep their mouth shut about it. I wasn't supposed to tell you this, but look what she done. She communed with Him with everything in her heart. Aren't you glad you can empty your heart to Him? Matter of fact, the only time when I get help is when I fall down before Him and cry, God, help me. Because I'm going to tell you what, God knows what's in our heart anyway. We might as well tell it all to Him. You ever been praying and something you was a hide and you didn't want to talk with Him about it? Maybe I'm the only one prays like that sometimes. I'm talking about little things bother me. I've noticed this. When I get to thinking I'm filthy, I'm really gaining ground. Because, honey, if you get close to Him, you'll notice just really how dirty you really are. So don't throw down on people because they feel like they need to make some adjustments. We all need adjustments. I've been there sitting there thinking, and you know there's inside there I want to hide it and harbor it. And then when I get on praying, the Holy Ghost touches me praying, then I just go to confess and say, Lord, that too. You know all about it. I need You to help me with it. You know, the older I get, what I'm learning, be quiet. Daddy had a saying in Tennessee, and he knew what he said when he said, Ken, you listen to me, boy. Everybody knows how to handle the bear till they get a hold of him. As a young preacher, I could tell you every answer to your question. But now I just shake my head and say, I don't know, but God knows. Miss Emily, you come this morning. Miss Emily, you come. I just want you to play something on the piano. I want to ask you something today. The queen and her trip. The queen and her task. She had hard questions. She had heart questions. But she had honest questions. Let me ask you, do you have any questions? Got any concerns in your heart? You know what bothers me about our church sometimes? Nobody will pray. Really bothers me as your preacher. You got anything in your heart that you need God to help you with? If we just get honest with Him, He'd help us. But see, let me tell you something. You're not going to get nowhere with God till you get honest. Aren't you glad we got a God you can just tell Him all your heart? I mean, you can tell Him. I'll never forget Megan Macy out there in that little old red barn at the driveway. I just quit my job not long. Renee is still at work. Y'all was at work. And I walked in. Brother Gerald, it's a wonder. I fell just like somebody shot me right in that barn floor. And I cried, God, help! Help me! Help me! I need help! Well, guess what? Help was on the way. So she tells Him all her heart. Queen's trip, the queen's task. But look, the queen's transaction. She said, I've heard about you, but ain't nobody ever told me all this. So just half of it's been told. We'll preach till Jesus comes and we'll never get the story told. How good He's been to me. Has He been good to you? Go down yonder to Louisiana, Fundamental Baptist Church. Just take a look around there at the streets. Looks like a landmine went off in every house. Seen one little woman sitting in there, everything she'd lost this week. Fox News, Hannity, walked in. She said, oh, the Lord's been so good to me. All her stuff gone. But the main stuff was in her heart. Oh, Holy Ghost. She said, I've heard about this king. She said, I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me in verse 7. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. You know what she said, preacher? You weren't able to tell it all. Said, it's better than what you said. You know, I fall every day. I'm going to say every day. I'm so human, it's amazing how human I am. But I'm a long way from where I used to be. And I'd heard about him for years. You know what I done found out? He's more wise than I ever heard. You know what else I found out? He's more wealthy than I ever heard. You know something else I found out? He's more wonderful than I ever heard. What you need this morning, our altar's open. You may be here lost without Christ. You ought to come to Him today. You may have a question in your heart this morning. I want to open up these altars this morning. You come, talk to God. Ask Him to help you with that within your heart today. Ask Him to help you with it. Because He knows what we need. Oh, He knows where we are. But there ain't nobody like Him. Ain't nobody like the Lord. Nobody. Nobody like Him.